Hi, Marty Lurie here, Ryan Vogelsong. Barry Zito, Tim Hudson, you know them both. You're teammates with both. You've gone through a lot of good times with both. Give me some of your thoughts on those guys.
Well, you know, they're both were guys that I knew a lot about before I got to play with them. And everything that I heard about them and how good of teammates and how good of guys they were was absolutely true when I finally got to meet both of them. And, you know, to me, you know, obviously what they've done on the baseball field speaks volumes for them. But to me, they're both better people. And, you know, Huddy and I have talked in the last couple of days about, you know, when you're done playing this game and how do you want to be remembered? And I've said this too. And just to hear him say it the other night was, you know, what do your teammates remember you as a teammate, as a person? And if they're saying good things about you, then you did it the right way. And, you know, that's how I feel about both of them.
Yeah, let's talk a little technical pitching about Barry Zito first and then Tim Hudson, the technical side that you see.
Well, I mean, you know, when I got to San Francisco in 11, you know, Barry was you know, obviously going through his struggles at the time. But and the thing I noticed the most about him was you could never tell. From my standpoint, talking to Barry and seeing the way Barry worked, you couldn't tell if he had a good game or a bad game. And to me, that spoke volumes, because this game's all about what you can do the next day to make yourself better. And, you know, to kind of see him, you know, reinvent himself a little bit, so to speak. You know, when he was here, his velocity was higher, obviously, and he had that big looping curveball, which he always had. You know, but then, you know, the last couple of years with us, he started mixing in that cutter and more changeups. And, you know, he still had that curveball in his back pocket, but he was pitching, you know. And then you watch Huddy pitch, and man, it just teaches you to keep the ball in the bottom of the strike zone. You know, he's not going to overpower you. You know, he's not out there trying to trick you. You know what he's going to throw. He knows what he's going to throw. And it's all about keeping the ball down and locating pitches, and you watch him work, and, I mean, he can tell you he's going to throw that sinker, and you know him, but if it's down and he throws it where he wants to, it's still very hard to hit.
You know, Ryan Vogelsong with us, always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm thinking about Zito. He pitched some big games for the Giants, obviously, against St. Louis and Detroit, but he pitched a big game at the beginning of the season against Colorado. When he went in there in the fourth game after you guys got swept in Arizona and pitched a shutout, he said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And Hudson started Game 7 of the World Series and pitched the game against Zimmerman, the 18-inning game that kept the... So when you look at the careers of those two guys in San Francisco baseball history, they stand out there. You can talk about Marichal and Perry and all these different people. These guys won World Series.
Yeah, you know... I think a lot of people remember Barry's time in San Francisco based on a couple games at the end of the year. But if you think about 2012, Barry had a great year. He won 15 games, you know. And I think we won his last 11 starts that year going into the postseason. That's hard to do. You know, even though you're not the pitcher of record, that speaks a lot to the way he was throwing the ball. You know, he was keeping us in games and giving us a chance to win. And as a starting pitcher, that's really, you know, that's really all you can do. You never know if you're going to get, you know, credited with the win. But if you give your team a chance to win, I mean, that's basically really all you can do. But, you know, Barry had a great year that year. And I mean, I'll never forget the St. Louis game. I don't think too many people will. I mean, that was the best I had ever seen him. And, you know, and then Huddy in that game in D.C., I mean, if he makes one more mistake than he made, you know, that series is probably totally different. So, I mean, you talk about just the pitchers that they are, but the gamer inside of both of them. That the situation was never too big, you know, and you can work mechanics and practice your pitching and all you want, but there's something about guys that have that heart and that drive that you can't teach, and they definitely both have it.
Like you, and I tell you this, the Detroit game, you filled up the TV screen. They did close-ups of you in that sixth inning and the big at-bat, and I think it was Cabrera, whoever it was. And you, they had your whole face on the TV screen, and that was a big moment for you, and you lived up to it, too.
You know, talking about that for a minute, you know, when I got over here in 11 and, you know, had my great comeback year, you know, just talking to Rags throughout the season, and I just heard him say a few times, you know, it's not, you know, obviously you have to go out and have a great year, but he's like, you're not a great pitcher until you do it when it's crunch time. And those thoughts were running through my mind that whole time that night on that mound in Detroit was, if you're not going to be the pitcher you want to be unless you can pitch in these situations, and so it's time to get it done, you know. And we were obviously able to get through that game, and you know, we shut them out. That was the second straight shutout we had of them on a team with that lineup. It's pretty amazing. And I mean, that's a moment. That moment when bases loaded and Cabrera standing there is something I'll never forget, you know. And you know, but. Like going back to you know, the heart and desire to win those games, you know, when you see performances like Barry Zito had and watch Tim Hudson, you know, that was obviously before I knew him, but you watch Huddy on TV, you know, pitching in Atlanta when it's, you know, 110 degrees on the field and sweating like a, you know, maniac, and he's bulldogging his way through a game. You know, you take stuff from that. You take in this game, it's always about what are you doing the next day to make yourself better. And part of that is watching other guys work. And, you know, I'm very fortunate and happy to say that I got to play with both of them and got to know them as people and got to see them work up close and personal. It's they definitely had a profound effect on me, that's for sure.
Yeah, beautiful. Always well said. And I'll guarantee if I ask them the question about you, they'll say the same thing. Well, and you have your moment.
It's like I said, you know, it's how do you want to be remembered? You know, because when you leave this game, you know, people are going to remember you for certain moments, but it's what your teammates think about you, you know, and what the fans remember about you, not from just a certain game, but, you know, how did he go about his business? And did he give us everything he had every time he stepped on the field? And, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I think I'm going to be able to go home and know that the answer to that question is yes. And I feel like Barry and Huddy probably feel the same way.
Yeah, that's life, and you did it beautifully, Ryan. Thanks so much, as always.
Yep, no problem.
Always nice to talk to him. Boy, KMBR 680, the sports leader.